Locker room chats continue on here on KNZA 103.9. We're coming up on week six of the high school football season on Friday night. We now talk a little bit of Troy Trojans football, and we're joined now by head coach, that is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kenzie Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, your team bounced back in a huge way last week after the loss to Centralia a couple weeks ago. You get back at home, you get more Hillmount Academy, you hang up 76 on them in a big win. Boy, that just had to feel real good after that tough loss to Centralia.
Yeah, it was, and it was a good bounce-back win. Like you said, our kids were really focused. You know, you never know exactly how a team's going to respond after kind of a heartbreaking loss like that on the road. It was a big game at Centralia. But our kids, I thought, were really bounced back and were really focused during practice all week, did a good job of preparing for Mar Hill. And Mar Hill has some players. Quarterback's a good player. Got some nice linemen and the Jewish kid, so. You know, it was a team that we certainly didn't take lightly, and our focus was really there, and we showed that the way we came out and started that game. We had a big first quarter and scored a bunch of points early, and then for the last two and a half quarters, we got to get some of our young kids in the ball game, and they did a good job as well. So a really fun night, homecoming night for us. Sometimes you worry about those distractions too. So I thought our kids handled the week really well. We also celebrated 500 wins as a football program that night, so a really big night in Troy, Kansas.
Do you feel like it was a scenario where a loss was maybe a good thing for your team? It might be a little bit different how coaches view it, but sometimes they say, hey, maybe we take a loss like that tough game against Centralia. Maybe it's the thing that we need to boot us back and get us in the right mindset. Do you kind of look at it that way? You obviously want to win every game, but do you take that loss from Centralia and you see it as a positive going into that Moore Hill game and then maybe moving forward the rest of the way?
Yeah, and you could take it that way. In 2015, we lost our first game of the year and got spanked, and we ended up in the state championship game. And that was one of those years where, hey, yes, very first week, we needed a wake-up call. This time, with nine seniors, I really think they could have handled the success of being undefeated still at this point. And the problem with that one-point loss to Troy is just such a big district and league game. It was just one that, yeah, if we can get better from it, that's fine. But it did really hurt us, you know, obviously in the league championship and district standing. So probably still definitely if we can learn from it, that's fine. And I think we did that, but not really the situation where we wanted a loss this time with that Centralia game being so big. But still very proud of the kids and the way they handled last week and had a big win against Mar Hill.
Yeah, Troy, big win. 76-16 was that final against Mar Hill Mounts Academy, sitting at 4-1. Final stretch here in the regular season. It starts at home on Friday against Jackson Heights. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Troy head coach, that is Derek Jasper. It's presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Team sitting at 4-1. We're down to the final 3 weeks here in the regular season. Another big key district game coming up for you on Friday. You're back at home. You get Jackson Heights. Do you feel like teams bounce back after the big win, putting themselves in a good position this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a big game. Jackson Heights, team we've struggled against the last couple of years. And, you know, our district is so good this year. You know, I think Jackson Heights and Troy, us both, are very, very solid teams. Here we are both looking for our first district win Friday night, and we're kind of playing for, like, third place. Just a really tough district, and I feel like in some of the other districts, you know, Troy and Jackson Heights would be some of the top teams, or at least one of the top two teams in the district. So it just kind of goes to the extent of how good our district is this year. I think, you know, I don't think there's any argument from most people that it's the best 1A football district in the state. So two really good football teams. Jackson Heights is doing some different things offensively this year, kind of unpredictable about what they're going to come out in. They've been throwing it around a little bit. They've been spread, and they'll go back to the Bartabone. So kind of a tough prep week, and it always is, even when they're just Bartabone, it's hard for our scout offensive team to simulate that in practice. So kind of a tough week, kind of unpredictable on what they're going to do, but Jackson Heights is going to be Jackson Heights. They're a really good football program. Tradition-wise, we've had a lot of battles with them when we were back in the Delaware Valley League together and even some since then. So should be a really good football game.
Centralia atop the district right now. Riverside has a couple district wins as well. And as you mentioned, just Troy and Jackson Heights, two very good teams, and it's certainly one of the better districts, if not the best district in Class 1A. A little bit more specifically, you said it's just maybe unclear, or you're just not sure what you're going to see from Jackson Heights, and the prep week's been a little bit more challenging. How do you kind of utilize this week then? If you're just kind of unsure, what are some extra things you might do to get yourself extra prepared?
Yeah, you know, we're going to be ready for anything they throw at us, I think. And sometimes, if you haven't seen some of their plays or some of their formations, you just got to trust the kids to go out and play. The bottom line is we can get them prepared all week for what they think they're going to do. And if things perform that way, your kids just got to be good enough to overcome that. They just got to go out and play football. And sometimes us coaches worry about, how we're going to line up and what they're going to do instead of just letting our kids just go out and play. And I think our kids are very good at that, just going out and playing football. Another thing this week, because we don't have school on Friday, a coach will worry about that too, being a distraction. Uh-oh, we don't have football on game day. But again, I just lean back on our 9 seniors and their maturity and their leadership that they will, help us be ready to play and focus that night. I think when Jackson Heights is coming to town and how big of a district game it is, there shouldn't be any problem getting pumped up and being focused for them. But they're going to do some different things, but they've still got some good kids, a very good line on both sides of the ball. They've been able to get pressure on our quarterback with their front four the last few years and get some sacks and stuff. So we need to avoid that and try to keep that balance going on offense. We got our run game going a little bit more last Friday, so need to be really balanced on offense against their defense.
Finally, Coach, some expectations and a few keys to get a win this week.
Well, always penalties and turnovers are always first and foremost when you bring that question up. So got to avoid the turnovers, got to avoid penalties that put us against the chains, and just got to play smart, sound, fundamental football against them because they're going to block well and they're going to tackle well. So just kind of those are the keys, penalties and turnovers. Try to avoid those and try to be balanced on offense with the run and pass game.
Derek Jasper, head coach at Troy. Big district matchup coming up on Friday. They'll be at home against Jackson Heights, a ball game you can hear on KNZA 103.9, part of our area games of the week. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Brandon.